This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let's go over the word breakup. يا أيها أو. يا أيها is three words actually. It is يا, أيو, and ها. Okay. And when you put them together, they give the meaning of أو. Alright? Sometimes you see ya on its own, isn't it? You say ya Allah. And sometimes you see the word ya ayyuha. Like over here, ya ayyuhan nas, ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhan nabiyyu. Right? So sometimes it comes with ayyuha, and other times it comes, ya, just comes on its own. What additional meaning does ayyu and ha give? Inshallah, we'll look at that later on. So ya ayyuha together means o, an nasu the people, al meaning the, nas meaning people, mankind. Or budu, you all worship. This is a command, it's an imperative. You know the root letter is ayn badal, give the meaning of ibadah, worship. The waw at the end indicates plural, so it is you all worship. All of you should worship. All of you should obey. Who? Rabbakum, your Lord. This is Rabb meaning Lord, Rabb, and Kum meaning your. So worship your Lord. Who is your Lord? Alladhi, the one who. Now at this time when I go over the word breakup, I don't want you to just listen. Okay? Be active. What are you going to do? Some of you write the explanation, you connect the Arabic with the English as I go along. Do that. Okay? There's a reason behind doing this in class. Or there's a reason behind doing this at this time. Okay? I could have just not done it and gone straight to the lesson. But this is important for you to be able to understand the translation, understand the Arabic words. Okay? So be active. Alright? So Alladhi who khalaqakum, he created you. Khalaqakum is khalaqa, meaning he created, and kum meaning you. Khalaqa, he created. Dhahaba, he went. Taraka, he left. And if you look at all of these words, they sound very similar. خَلَقَ ذَهَبَ تَرَكَ. They all sound very similar. How are they similar? Three letters with a fatha on all three letters. Right? So خَلَقَ, he created. So خَلَقَكُمْ, he created you. Wa and الَّذِينَ. الَّذِينَ is a plural of? الَّذِي. Very good. الَّذِي, one who. الَّذِينَ, those who. So وَالَّذِينَ and those who, meaning he created you and he also created those people who, مِن from قَبْلِكُمْ, before you. قَبْلِكُمْ is قَبْل and كُمْ. We have done the word قَبْل before as well. Where? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ. Right? So قَبْلِكُمْ, before you all. Now notice kum, right? Kum, this is coming several times in this lesson. What does it mean? You all. So we see that kum is plural. Plural of what? Ka. We learned earlier, ilayka, towards you. So ka is you, one person, and kum is you all. It's plural. Okay? So khalaqa kum, he created you all. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, and he also created those before you. Why should you worship him? لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you all. This is also لَعَلَّ and كُمْ. لَعَلَّ means so that, perhaps, and كُمْ means you all. So that you all تَتَّقُون, you all safeguard yourselves. We have done the word مُتَّقِين earlier. Right? مُتَّقِين was a noun. تَتَّقُون is a verb. I told you before that when a word begins with ya, what does it mean? It gives a meaning of a verb, right? When it begins with a ta, that also is a sign of a verb. So one new thing that you are learning. When a verb begins with ta, that also is a sign of a verb. When it begins with ya, then what's the meaning? He did the action, right? Or they did the action. And when it begins with ta, then what does it mean? You. ta with a fatha on the ta. What does it mean? You. Alright? So if the verb begins with ya, then it's going to be third person. Those of you who know a little bit of grammar, he, she, they. Okay? What's first person? I, we. What's second person? You. What's third person? They, he, she. Right? So ya is a sign of third person and ta is a sign of second person. Ya means he or they, ta means you. So the word is tattaqoon. It ends with waw noon. What does that mean? It's going to be plural. So tattaqoon means you all safeguard yourselves. If the word was yattaqoon, they all. So la'allakum tattaqoon, so that you all can save yourselves. Or tattaqoon also means you all become righteous. So worship your Lord, the one who created you, and the one who also created those people who were before you. Why? So that you can save yourselves, or so that you can become righteous. Who is your Lord? Alladhi, the one who, ja'ala, he made. We have done the word ja'ala earlier as well. Ja'alu asabi'ahum. They put their fingers in their ears. Right? So ja'ala means to make. So alladhi ja'ala. Notice the word ja'ala. Taraka khalaqa. Right? Dhahaba ja'ala. He made. Right? So alladhi ja'ala. The one who made. Lakum. For you all. Lakum is a combination of la and kum. La means for and kum means you all. So the one who made for you, meaning the one who made for your benefit, for your use, what? Al-arda, the earth. Al-arda is al meaning the and ard meaning earth. So he made the earth for you as a firash, as a bed. We have not done this word before. Inshallah, we'll do the detail later on. So firash is a bed. So he made the earth for you a bed, and he made wasama and the sky. Wa and al the sama sky. And he made the sky bina, a canopy. This is a word on its own. So the one who made the earth for you as a floor, and he made the sky for you as a canopy, as a ceiling. Moreover, wa anzala, and he sent down. Anzala. We did the word unzila before. Ma unzila ilayka, right? What has been revealed to you? So anzala, he sent down. Min, from asama, the sky. He sent down from the sky ma'an, water. He sent down water from the sky, and as a result, fa akhraja, then he brought out. Fa akhraja is two words. Fa meaning then, and akhraja, he brought out. Okay, akhraja is from kharaja. فَأَخْرَجَ, then he brought out, بِهِ, with it. He. What does he mean? What does he mean? It. And بِ means with. So بِهِ, with it. مِن, from الثَّمَرَات, the fruits. الثَّمَرَات is al meaning the, and ثَمَرَات meaning fruits. Now remember I told you about the ta at the end, the alif ta at the end? What is that a sign of? Plural. Feminine plural. Just as a word, ظلمات, مؤمنات, قانتات, مسلمات. Okay? So similarly, ثمرات is fruit. Now you may wonder, fruits? How can they be female? Huh? In Arabic, all nouns have a gender. Okay? Either they're referred to with the masculine gender or they're referred to with the feminine gender. Okay? It is common to some other languages as well. I have not studied French, nor do I know French, but somebody told me that this exists in French, and it also exists in Urdu. Okay? So, مِنَ الثَّمَرَات, from the fruits, رِزْقًا, as provision. We have done the word رَزَقْنَا before. رَزَقْنَا, we provided رِزْق, provision. لَكُمْ, for you. لَكُمْ is for, لَ meaning for, and كُمْ meaning you are. فَلَا, so do not. فَ meaning so, لَ meaning do not. تَجْعَلُوا, you all make. Notice the word تَجْعَلُ. It begins with ta. So what does it mean? You. And it has to be plural. Why? Because it ends with a wow. So لَا تَجْعَلُ, do not make. You all do not make. لِلَّهِ for Allah. We did الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. All praises for Allah. Over here we read لِلَّهِ for Allah. لِ and Allah. So do not set for Allah أَنْدَادًا any rivals, any equals, any partners. This is a word on its own. You cannot break this down. Okay? Wa, while. Notice wa gives meaning of while over here. Okay? Antum, you all. Antum is also a pronoun. Okay? What are pronouns? Words that give the meaning of you, I, she. Okay? Pronouns, they come either attached to a word or they come on their own. In Arabic, either they come attached to a word or they come on their own. So for example, in whatever that we have studied so far, we have seen that some pronouns are attached to a word. Right? For example, رَزَقْنَا, we provided. What does we mean? It's a pronoun. Right? And it's attached to the word لَكُمْ, for you. Kum is a pronoun. It is attached to lam. Right? It is attached with lam. So some pronouns, they come attached to words, and other pronouns, they come by themselves. Antum is a pronoun on its own. It's a separate word. And it is not attached to any other word. What does antum mean? You all. Earlier, we read the word hum. Remember? Ala innahum. Humu sufaha. The second hum is on its own. Similarly, we have done the word nahnu. What does nahnu mean? We. Right? Nahnu mustahzi'un. Nahnu, we, comes on its own, and we also comes attached to words. For example, razaqna. Alright? So, antum is a pronoun that comes on its own. So, wa antum, and you all, while you all, ta'lamun, you all know. Now again, you see, ta'lamun, ta, you. Okay? If the word was ya'lamun, what would the meaning be? They know. If it was ya'lamu, 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 ya'lamu. Analyze the word. It begins with ya, third person. There is no wa'nun at the end. So what is it? He knows. If it was ya'lamuna, then it would be they know. If it's ya'lamu, then the meaning is he knows. If the word is ta'lamuna, as you see, what does that mean? You all know. If it was ta'lamu, ta'lamu, you know, one person. There's no she over here. Okay? It's either you or he. So ta'lamuna, you all know. Remove the waw noon, remove the sign of the plural. What do you have left? Ta'lamu, singular, you know. Okay? So wa antum ta'lamun, while you know. Wa in and if. Wa meaning and in meaning if. This is a new word. In, if, don't confuse this with inna. Okay? Inna means indeed, with the shadda on the noon, and in is if over here. So wa in and if, kuntum, you were. Why is it you? Because of the tum. Okay? So for you, we have seen the word antum. We have also seen the word kum. Kum also means you all. Right? So tum and kum both mean you all. Alright? So kuntum, you all were, fi in raibin, a doubt. We have done the word raib before. Mimma, from what? Mimma is a combination of min and ma. Min meaning from and ma meaning what. So if you are in doubt concerning what, nazzalna, we have gradually sent down. Why is it we? Because of the na. Which na? The first one or the at the end? Very good. Why not the first one? Because the root is noon zay lam. Okay? Remember that if there is a letter which is part of the root, it cannot be a pronoun of the word. Okay? So nazzalna, we gradually sent down. Huh? Where does the gradual come from? Inshallah we will learn that, but for now, from the shadda. It's nazzalna. It's not anzala. Anzala, we learned, it just means he sent down. And nazzala is to gradually send down. Ala upon abdina, our servant. You see, na means our. Right? It's a pronoun. And it is attached to a word. Abd means servant, abdina, our servant. Fa'tu, then you all come. Why is it you all? Wow at the end. Okay? It's not because of the ta only. Okay? Because it's plural, right? If ta was to be plural, then it would be tum. Okay? But this is fa'tu, you all come. And also, ta is part of the root. We haven't in the root letters yet, but inshallah in the lesson you will see that the root letters of this word are hamza, ta, ya. Okay? So fa meaning then, fa'tu, then you all come. Bi suratin, with a surah. Bi meaning with, surah meaning surah, chapter. Min from mithlihi, it's like. We did the word mathal. What does mathal mean? Example. And I told you over there, mithl means like, similar to. So mithlihi, similar to it, like it. Wad'u, and you all invite. Wa means and. And ud'u, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does the translation say? You all invite. Why is it you all? Because of the wow. So wad'u, and you all invite. Shuhada'akum, your witnesses. Shuhada means witnesses. Kum means your. Min from, duni, other than, besides. This is a new word. Allahi Allah, in, if, kuntum, you were. We did this word already in the same lesson, right? Kuntum, you were, sadiqeen, ones who are truthful. Why is it ones? Because of the yanun at the end, that's plural, right? Sadiq, who is sadiq? One who speaks the truth, right? If you notice, sadiq, one who speaks the truth. Kafir, one who disbelieves. So sadiq, one who is truthful. Sadiqeen, ones who are truthful. Fa'in, then if. This is fa meaning then, in meaning if. Fa'in, then if, lam, did not. Lam means not. So far we have done the word la, for not. Isn't it? Now we do another word for not, which is lam. Okay? Lam also means not. Taf'alu, you all do. Taf'alu. Why is it you all? Because of the ta at the beginning, which gives the meaning of you, and the waw at the end, which gives the meaning of plural. So taf'alu, you all. And fi'l, you know that it means action. So taf'alu, you all do. Walan, and never. Now you see another word for negation. We have done la, not. Lam, not. Lan, never. Walan, and never. Taf'alu, you will do. فَاتَّقُوا, then you all save yourselves. Fa means then, so, and ittaqu, you all save yourselves. Okay? The ta at the beginning gives the meaning of you, and waw at the end, all. And now the fire, allati, which, this is a new word, isn't it? It's a new word. We have done the word alladhi, and now we're doing the word allati. Do they sound similar? Do they look similar? Yeah. Alladhi, allati. The only difference is the dhal and ta. So they are similar, right? And if you look at the meaning, alladhi means who, and allati is translated as which. So the meaning is also similar, isn't it? Who, which. Okay? So alladhi is used for masculine, and allati is used for feminine. Okay? Alladhi is used for masculine, for a male, and allati is used for feminine. It is used for female. So fear the fire, allati, which, waquduha, its fuel. Waqud, istawqada. What does istawqada mean? To kindle a fire, or to ask that a fire should be lit. And from the same root, I told you about the word waqud, which means fuel. So وَقُودُهَا, its few. Another pronoun. هَا. What does هَا mean? It. She. وَقُودُهَا, its few. النَّاسُ, the people. Wa and الْحِجَارَ, the stones. You have heard of the حَجَر أَسْوَد. Right? حَجَر. حِجَارَ. حَجَر. حَجَر is singular. حِجَارَ is plural. أُعِدَّتْ. It was prepared. Why is it it? Because of the ta at the end. Any other word that we did that has a ta at the end? Rabihat, u'iddat, it was prepared. For who? Lil kafirin, for the disbelievers. It is li meaning for, al meaning the, and kafirin, disbelievers. Wa and bashir, give good news. Bashir, this is also a command. Okay? It is an imperative. Bashir, give good news to who? Alladina, those who? Plural of? Alladina is a plural of? Alladhi. What's the feminine of Alladhi? Allati, very good. So Bashir Alladina, amanu, they believed. Why is it they believed? Because of the waw at the end. Right? It gives meaning of plural. If the meem had a kasra under it, if the word was aminu, then what would the meaning be? You all believe. Very good. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ aminu كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. You all believe just as the people have believed. Right? So aminu, you all believe. Amanu, they believed. وَعَمِلُوا, and they did. Why is it plural? Because of the waw at the end. وَعَمِلُوا, and they did. الصَّالِحَاتِ, the righteous deeds. Why is it plural? Because of the at, because of the ta sound at the end. Anna, that indeed. You see, it is that indeed. We're at the word inna before. What does inna mean? Indeed. Now we're looking at the word anna. Anna means that indeed. Inna is only indeed. Anna is that indeed. So give them good news that indeed, lahum, for them, there are jannatin, gardens, tajri, it flows, she flows. Now you may wonder, ta. We learned that ta means you, isn't it? Ta'lamun, taf'alu, tattaqoon, ta at the beginning means you, but not always. Okay? Ta will either mean you or she. Okay? Ta will either mean you or she. Now, how do you figure out if it's you or she? And remember, whenever it's she, if it's a person, then she will be used. If it's something that is غير عقل, meaning it's not something that is alive, like for example, a river or a rock or something like that, then how is it going to be translated? It. Okay? So tajri, it flows. If you look at the context, is there a person who is being talking about? No. Tajri, does it make sense to translate as you will flow? That would be dangerous, right? So tajri means it flows. So whenever you see these differences, oh, this word means this meaning, you know, in one context, another meaning, it gives us another meaning, don't get scared. Okay? When you read the ayah, inshallah you will know. Especially when you study the ayah. Okay? Just be open. Just be aware of the different meanings. And inshallah you will know. So tajri, it flows. Main from tahtiha, under it. We did the word qabl. That means before. Direction. Right? Taht is another direction. What does it mean? Below. Underneath. So tahtiha, underneath it. Ha means it. Did we do the word ha before? Where? وَقُودُهَا, its few. Right? وَقُودُهَا, its few. تَحْتِهَا, underneath it. الْأَنْهَار, the rivers. الْأَنْهَار is al meaning the, anhar meaning rivers. كُلَّمَا, whenever. We did the word كُلَّمَا earlier as well. كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَتْ لَهُمْ مَشَوْفِي. Every time it illuminated for them, they walked. So كُلَّمَا, whenever. رُزِقُوا, they were provided. Why is it they? Because of the waw. Ruziqu is from rizq. You know what the meaning of rizq is? Provision. Ruziqu, they were provided. Min ha, from it. What does ha mean? It. Min, from, thamaratin, fruit. Rizqan, as provision. Qalu, they said. Hatha, this. Is this a new word? Huh? Yes, it is. We haven't done it before. We did the word ذَلِكَ before. ذَلِكَ means that. Okay? هَذَا means this. ذَلِكَ is used to point out to something that is far. هَذَا is used to point out to something that is near. So ذَلِكَ, that. هَذَا, this. So هَذَا, this, الَّذِي, is that which. رُزِقُنَا, we were provided. Why is it we? Because of the na. Min, from, قَبْلُ, before. Wa and utu, they are given. Why is it they? Why is it plural? Because of the wa. So utu, they are given, bihi, with it, mutashabiha, resembling, similar. And notice mutashabiha, the ha at the end does not mean it. Okay? The ha at the end does not mean it. Why? Because first of all, the ha is part of the root. It cannot be a pronoun. Another way of recognizing it is the two fatha on the ha. Okay? You see mutashabihan, mutashabiha. Do you see the two fatha on the ha? Do you see them? Yes. On a pronoun, you will not see two fatha. Okay? So mutashabiha, ha is not it. Walahum, and for them, fiha, in it. See fiha, does it have double fatha on it? It doesn't. It only has one. وَلَهُمْ, for them, فِيهَا, in it, أَزْوَاجٌ, spouses, this is one word, مُطَهَّرَةٌ, completely pure. وَهُمْ, and they, فِيهَا, in it, خَالِدُونَ, ones who abide eternally. See, خَالِد, صَادِق, صَالِح, right? One who does something. So خَالِدُونَ, ones who abide eternally. Let's listen to the recitation.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب من ما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون